views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hey everyone, welcome. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for this next hour and let us help you experience how you say goodbye to your old self and say hello to the big dreams of your soul. Today we have a great show with Gloria Messenger, and we're going to talk about set up a personal connection with your guardian angels. So stay with us for the next hour, and you're going to hear amazing things from this very, very special guest. Gloria is an amazing person who actually made for me a beautiful angel portrait. And she's an author, she's a gifted angel artist, she's a spiritual messenger, and she's really one of the few to accurately create beautiful portraits. She wrote a book, A Mirroring Discovering with Angel Visitations, and I just want to bring her on and not have you wait any longer. Welcome, Gloria. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you very much, Saskia. It's my pleasure to be here.
Gloria, I ask all my guests, like, you know, at some point in our life, we open the door to our soul and things start to shift and change. Has that happened in your life?
Oh, yes, absolutely. 17 years ago for me, going on 18 years now, I was in the real estate field, selling real estate, and wanting to make a change, but didn't know how to go about doing that. And I went through trying to write down my perfect job without describing the job, and my lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle that would suit that job as well. I wanted to make some changes. And I did that, and then I just let it go to the universe and went on with things. And that whole year, amazing changes happened for me. And I went through a near-death experience. I started to see beautiful auras around people. And then I had a huge angel visitation of personal guidance and was told that I'm to start my mission now and to recognize that my mission is what I'm supposed to be doing for the rest of my life, and that it was to start now with receiving angel portraits. So that was a huge shift for me.
Well, that was amazing. And you just left your job, and did you have any, you know, you had nothing else?
I had nothing else. It took me a little while. I had to prove it to myself. So I went through that year of requesting a lot of proof, which the angels gave me. And I made a big decision. I had just remarried. I had just become a grandmother for the first time. It was like so many big shifts happening for me. And then it was like I didn't want to do real estate anymore. It was like I was really being pushed away from it. Everything that I touched pushed me in the other direction. So I did. I made the big leap of faith, and I went into the working with the angels, and I would never look back. It is so rewarding. It is so amazing.
And you were already, you know, hearing angels or listening to angels when you were younger, or did that come after your near-death experience?
I don't recall listening to angels. I know a lot of people say they've had that gift from the time they were young. I don't recall it personally. My sisters tell me that I was very introspective, and I would say things that were wise, but I don't recall actually having that open connection of awareness when I was young. But it just, the floodgates opened when this all happened, when I had the angel visitation.
I mean, for a lot of people probably listening, you're like, you know, how do you know it's angels, or do I make it up, or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, I asked for lots of proof, and the angel said to continue and discover who I am and where I'm supposed to be going in life. And so I began with their directions, and their first direction was to search out the meaning of my name. And so I went to the library and looked up the meaning of my name and found out that my name Gloria means, is a derivative of the word glory. It means celebration, and Gloria means celebration of angel love. And I never knew that before. And then my last name, my maiden name, Messenger, is one sent with an important message, deliverer of important message, and angel. So you could see that I was quite shocked in that discovery, and that gave me a lot of confirmation. And as the angels kept telling me more and more that this was my mission, they also told me to prove it to myself, to set up a link with them, and this is what I did as well.
Mm. You know, I always thought that you chose that name, Gloria Messenger. Well, ultimately, you know, you did.
Yeah, it does. It does. It would fit, but it's actually my birth name, Gloria Messenger.
That's amazing, right?
Yes. So it goes to prove that we do set up everything in life. And that's another clue, is to have become a detective of your life and find out who you really are. That's the fun part,
you know. And what do you say if who are we really?
Yes, who are you? You put so many clues in your life. This is what the angels say. We don't just come here haphazard. There's a reason for everything, including the meaning of our names, because we've chosen our family. We've chosen our life. We set ourselves up in position. We're trying to make it as easy as we can for ourselves to achieve what we've chosen to do here, our mission to gain the soul growth. You know that.
Yeah.
That real soul connection and recognition of it. And we've set it all up for ourselves very intricately. And so it's the fun part begins when you decide that you're going to find out the clues. You're going to start discovering.
Yeah. And you think this is for everyone, right?
Absolutely for everyone. Absolutely.
And what do you say, Gloria, when people go through really difficult times?
Well, when they feel they're alone, it's not God or Creator, whoever they choose, that has moved away. It's them that has moved away, because it's their doubts have pushed them away to not asking for that guidance and direction in life. And I know I've experienced, we've all experienced that, where our doubts sort of take us away and carry us in a direction of feeling worthless or feeling so depressed and down and feeling that everything happens to us. It's us who have moved away from that belief that we are totally guided, that our soul knows, and all we have to do is tap into it. If you choose not to work with angels, tap into your soul. Your soul knows. Your angels are just trying to mirror to you what your soul already knows.
That's beautifully said. I mean, I'm a big, you know, my company, I'm you know, it's your soul guidance. So
yeah.
I totally, you know, agree with you.
Well, I've read your book, and you totally follow your soul, which is just marvelous. It's amazing.
Yeah, but then, you know, you'll be led to places where it can be pretty tough.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then
not that's when you, like, hallelujah.
Yeah. That's when you want to regain the enriched thoughts, those thoughts of being connected.
Yeah.
And gain your power back again.
That's,
and allow
that's
yourself to be more balanced again.
Right. Gloria, we're already heading to a break. So all you guys listening, stay tuned. We're having a special guest, amazing Gloria Messenger, talking about angels, how you can connect to your angels, and lots of other good stuff. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have a special guest, Gloria Messenger. And before we go any further, Gloria, can you tell the listeners how can they connect with you? I mean, we talked in the break a little bit about what you do. You make these beautiful angel portraits. Maybe, you know, you first tell what you do and then people can connect with you, your website and how to
Certainly.
Go about that.
Yes. Yes, what I do is channel reflective angel portrait. And this is your angel's energy being put on paper, showing you a vision of yourself. It's very empowering, and it shows aspects of the person and their personality, and it's supposed to be a lifting where you look into the eyes of these the portrait angels, and they will show you at different stages of your life and different growths, and it's an empowering recognition of yourself. And then there's millions of messages within the portrait as well, within the colors, within the action, within the lighting. It's just quite an amazing channel portrait that is very personal. And to do this channel portrait, all I need is the person's name and birth date, nothing else. There's no sitting required. So I can do this from any distance, and all I do is go into meditation and communicate with my angels, then present that person's name and birth date, and my angels then connect with that person's angels. Then I start receiving automatic writing of a personal message for that person, and then the beautiful portrait comes through, channeled through after that. And then I put it all together and send it off to the person that has ordered this, or to a friend who they've gifted it to, or whatever. It can be done for a business angel. We have energy angels for everything. Or it can be a personal, it can be for a child. I'd receive a lot of them for christening gifts or baby gifts. And also just a gift to a best friend for something very unique and original. And to order this, all you need to do is go to my website at www.theangelmessenger.com. So that theangelmessenger.com.
Well, thank you, Gloria. I mean, you made a beautiful portrait for me. Yes. The angels.
Has it changed, Saskia?
You know, I must say I have them in a special place in my cupboard, but I now you're talking, I want to take a look at them if they've changed, because
it will reflect the changes in you as you make big changes in your life. Your portrait will seemingly change in front of you. It seems to, I don't know how it is, it's quite magical, but it seems to make huge changes to reflect the shift in us.
Yeah, you know, that's just, and how is that possible, Gloria?
I don't know how that's possible.
The people who are kind of skeptic.
I know. Well, it's angel energy, and it's like it's invisible, right, until you see it for yourself. And when you see it, then you believe it. Now, yeah. I've had the privilege of having an angel visitation. Not everyone actually has that where they recognize it. But you can set up a link with your angels and prove it to yourself that they're with you all the time. And that's really easy to do. All you have to do is... Our angels reach to us using our six senses. So all you have to do is think of one of your six senses and how you would like your angels to reach you using that sixth sense. And so, for an example, I asked them to use my sense of touch or feel and to tickle me on my face around my nose. And when they do this, I know that it's not me. I can see that it's not me. And I right away go into an alertness and look at my immediate environment. What was I just thinking? What did someone just say? What did I just hear? What's around me? Is there guidance here? Is there caution here? What is going on? And you will intuitively lift what the message is when you recognize that link. It works all the time.
So we can just ask, for example, if I want to know if my angels are here, I can say, okay, drop me a coin, or let me find a white feather, or tickle my nose, that kind of thing?
Well, I would say pick something, yes, that is personal, that is going to be personal to you, near you all the time. Now, I know there's a gentleman that I've been in contact with for the last few months who receives feathers every single day. Now, he's collected over 100 feathers, and they pop up everywhere. Now, he is mesmerized by this, but you don't have to pick that. That's a visual. That's one of your six senses, your visual sense. I prefer the feeling because it's no one else needs to know it. No one else needs to see it. You can make it a very personal thing. Like one girl just recently, she picked to have her lips tickled, to feel tickling around her lips. And she set that up. And what happens, you set it up in a meditation or quiet time or prayer, and then you let it go and go on with your life, because your angels are not like servants. They're not going to just jump up when you ask them to. They want to guide you, so they will choose when the time is right to connect with you. Mm. So when she let it go and went on with her life, and then she just called me and the other day and said, I was sitting at my desk in my office, and I was saying, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do for the next year? What big plans am I going to make? I was deliberating over some things. And she said, all day long I was doing this, and all day long my lips were itchy, like I was thinking, oh my God, am I coming down with something, or what's going on here? I better go and maybe get some medication and wipe it on my lips or something. And then she said, by the end of the day, she finally clicked in and said, oh my God, that's my angel connection. They're trying to guide me. They're trying to give me the clue to the right thoughts and to confirm. And she said, oh, at the end of the day, she felt so silly, but then she was so glad that she had recognized it, and now she's jotted down the thoughts that were really important that the angels had confirmed for her.
So how do you know then that the angels confirm it? Because then you get the sign, and then what do you
sign,
do then?
Like she got the tickle on her lips. Another girl gets the chin. Other people see colors. Other people see or hear things, hear music, or feel a push. Like one girl said, she was going to the drugstore. I just talked to her yesterday. She was going to the drugstore and she felt, oh, a push. She had to go around the corner, and she thought, there's nothing around the corner. Why do I need to go around the corner? And she just kept getting this message, push, to go around the corner. And she says she gets that often. Anyway, she went out to go back in her car, and she got in her car, and she thought, okay, I'll go and investigate. I'll turn around the corner. She turned around the corner and stopped her car, and here was an elderly gentleman who had fallen, had lost his cane, had flown away or fallen away from him, and so she got out of her car and went to help him get up, and she, at the time, she couldn't get him to stand and be supported and balanced. So she waved down the next car that came close, and here it was a young man in a truck, and he came over and lifted the man up, sent him in the car, and took him to the clinic. And look at how her angels guided her to do such a good deed. And she gets the feeling of being pushed. Some people get the feeling of having a hand on their shoulder. There's so many different ways, and it's all personal. You have to choose. And she said, she always used to say, my angels need to push me in the right direction. So see how she set it up without even knowing.
But what if we get, say, you know, we find the feather,
then become alert to your environment. Think of those three things. Think of, what was I thinking? What did someone just say? What did I hear? What do I see around me? That is a guidance as well. So you might be cautioned at that time, or you might be feeling, oh, look at the beauty. I never recognized this. So stop and smell the roses sort of message. You will get to know what it is, the message that the angels are giving you.
Well, I always love, you know, to ask the universe or the angels or, you know, for messages. And I, like myself, always like physical proof. Like, okay.
Yes, I do too. And most people are like that. They want that physical proof. Well, my son, he asked me, what's this all about, Mom? And he said, what do I have to do? I said, just pick something, sit down quietly and ask your angels, and then just go about your life. They all know how you want to.
Gloria, we are heading already to a break. I mean, it was a great conversation. But everybody stay tuned. We're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have a special guest, Gloria Messenger, talking about angels and how to follow the signs and be guided by angels. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single-origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Gloria Messenger, talking about angels. Gloria, can you let people know how they can, you know, connect with you for your beautiful angel portraits and angel advice?
Sure. They can go to my website. It's www.theangelmessenger.com. Remember to put the in, theangelmessenger.com, and that'll take you right to my site.
Mm.
And they can see all the different examples of the angel portraits and testimonials and connections from people around the world that have received these portraits.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Well, guys, and you know, I'm all about soul, and you know, of course, we can listen to our angels, we can listen to our soul. It doesn't matter as long as you activate your soul purpose and, you know, live your life as, you know, with all your gifts and talents. And I have a step-by-step, like, proven strategy to find your purpose, to activate it and take that leap. It's the 21-day secret soul map to your dreams, where you can release your fear and, you know, get all the tools to how to go after your biggest dreams. You can get that for free. It was always a paid program. It's now for free on my site, yoursoulguidance.com. That is on yoursoulguidance.com. Well, let's get on. What?
That's a wonderful gift to give to people, that direction.
It is, and I always, you know, this was a sold program, but it's really, you know, the step-by-step. Every day you receive guidance, you know, on your way to activate that dream. And it's like, you know, a day about how to deal with your blocks, a day with how to release your fear. There's meditations. It's really a beautiful program. People who've done it, you know, they have marveled at how far it brought them. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And Gloria, to talk about, you know, these tough times, you know, we just had Hurricane Sandy. What are the angels saying about it? How do we deal with all of what's happening in our lives?
Yeah. Well, I asked the angels what was going on, and can they give me some insight as to what the people are experiencing, who were right in the path of Hurricane Sandy. And they said that there was the ones who were affected the most will feel that they've been totally shaken up. Mm. And that is certainly true. They say they have placed themselves with their choices in that position to receive this shake-up. Now, that's hard to accept sometimes for people. But we all make choices. We make choices of where we want to live. We make choices for how we get up in the day and that sort of thing, on and on and on. But they say there's a path of lightness and awareness, joy, trust, and peace that is available for everyone, and that this is to be lived in ease, in an approach of ease to engage an extraordinary life. And this was the reason for the shakeup. They have to look at their lives and say, is this an extraordinary life? Allow the inner wisdom to surface and engage and see what comes to them. They're going to engage soul guidance now. Mm. And this is it, because they're going to be asking a lot of questions. You know that, Saskia, when you start asking lots of questions of your mind, you start engaging your soul. And because the soul then starts to listen to what the mind is saying. You start to gain enriched thoughts, and that's when you're in the enriched thoughts, that's when you're having movement and action towards an extraordinary life. And there's many ways to do that. There's lots of ways to move into action rather than reaction, because reaction just stalls you, keeps you in the same place. But action opens up possibilities, opens up thoughts of recognition and thoughts of what you really want to do with your life. And then this all ties into discovering who you really are and what your purpose is.
Yeah. Yeah. And how do people who, you know, have gone through all this turmoil or still are in, what is for them the best action to take, apart from, you know, how to figure out where to live?
I think they're going probably automatically into a review of their life. I would say continue that review. It will lift things that you have to address. Seek to make more simplicity and clear your path to make it more of ease. Discover what you like and what you don't like as far as your approach to difficult times, what you like to take on, what you don't like to take on. Some people are challenged. Some people want to avoid it. Like, find out your approach. Meditate, and even if you don't meditate, just take some quiet time and listen to those thoughts that come up for you to recognize. This will allow you to open all the floodgates of opportunities. And this will also allow you to gain some inner wisdom and allow that to surface. It's a key. The key is to look for your best choices and recognize that you're being guided and your soul is wanting very much to communicate with you and to ignite your senses and to allow you to make better choices and better decisions for your future. And your future then moves into action rather than reaction. You have to try to avoid reaction as much as possible. Mm. And say that to yourself. I don't want to react. Don't react. React. Move into action. Maybe do an inner dialogue. That really helps me to move past upset. And the angels talk about our emotional pulse in the book that I've channeled. And it's a recognition. The emotional pulse is recognizing when you're out of balance, when you really feel down and out and thrown into a position of discomfort, that you want to recognize that you're in that position and then put yourself into action as to how to get out of it, how to improve it, how to make the better choices. And this is what the angels seem to be saying.
What did you write in the book about, Gloria, about how to get into balance?
How to get into balance is big recognition of, it's all listed there in the book as to what you recognize. The recognition is the biggest key, and it's sort of sometimes hard for us to say, okay, I've been being angry here, or I've been approaching this with a real blinders on my eyes and not allowing myself to see that maybe I'm in the position to make a big change. Maybe I'm in the position to totally reverse things and put myself in ease. And it's the recognition that of this and being able to accept that, okay, I've got myself out of balance. Now I want to put myself in balance. That is the biggest key to making a shift, to making a big change, and to choosing a better and brighter path in life.
So first we recognize it and we acknowledge the situation.
Yeah, and it's in the book and it's all laid out in the book of how to connect and how to recognize and then what to do about it. Mm. And that my book can be purchased on Amazon and it can be purchased at Balboa Press and it can be purchased through me and it's in softcover, hardcover, and ebook.
Mm.
And it's the mirror, a mirroring discovery with angel visitation. And in that book, oh, there's so much in that book. It was channeled in 33 days. It's over 300 pages. You can gain insight to the big question that you've always asked yourself. And they show you how to go through that. Uncover the clues in your life. Find your mission. What is your passion? It's one of three things. You're pushed or guided or pulled towards either joy in life that you seek, and this is from a very early age that you seek this, or it's to trust, or it's to peace. It's one of the three.
It's what? Say that again, Gloria. That's fascinating.
Joy. It's in your passion of joy, your passion of trust, or your passion of peace. Mm. And you're pushed and pulled to that. Your angels are trying to guide you. Your soul's trying to guide you to recognize one of those. And you recognize it by going back to the earliest childhood memory that you can come up with. And that is what you are seeking in that situation.
Right. What is mine? The passion of trust, I think.
I think so. Mine is joy. I've always wanted joy in that scenario because I grew up in a family that was in turmoil a lot.
Well, but don't we all want joy?
Well, we want it, but there's one passion that we really, really want. And you look at your approach to life after. Do you want, the security and trust of finances? Like that always, look at everything else in your life. What other things pull you? And then use those words. What fits the best? You'll find one of those words will fit all those scenarios of what you're pulled to in life.
Well, that's beautiful. So we're going to head to the break again. All of you, if you want a proven step-by-step strategy, find your purpose, find your mission, you can go to yoursoulguidance.com and get your free gift, a 21-day roadmap to your dreams. yoursoulguidance.com. If you want to connect with Gloria, you go to, what is it, Gloria?
www.theangelmessenger.com.
Okay, guys, you can do that in a break. We're heading towards that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia from YourSoulGuidance.com. Today we have our special guest, Gloria Messenger, talking about angels. Gloria, how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me by going to my website, www.theangelmessenger.com.
That's great. And guys, you can find all kind of good stuff. You can look at the angel portraits Gloria is making. Just go there, even if you go there just for fun. Gloria, what are the angels having for us? I mean, everybody who's listening to this show, I feel that the angels want them to hear something special for everybody who's listening. What would that be?
Oh, what would that be? I think to prove to yourself that they're there. I think that's the biggest thing. That's usually the biggest aha that people get, is the recognition that there is something around them that is trying to guide them, something that's trying to give them a helping hand. Mm. And that is the biggest empowerment that we seem to give to ourselves. So I would recommend that they set up an angel alert with their link and pick one of their six senses and allow that to be recognized. Once you've set that up with your angels and choose something, then go on with your life, and then it'll come back. Ask the angels to repeat it so that you recognize that that's your link. Mm-hmm. And once that happens, you really feel special. You really feel connected.
Well, that's absolutely great. I love that. And Gloria, I mean, I'm still curious about this. You had an angel visitation. I mean, what does that look like? They were like coming to your room, or you saw them? What was that?
It was in the middle of the afternoon. I had taken a course to learn how to meditate. Medicate myself. Well, I was in the stressful career of real estate, so I was learning different ways to help reduce stress, and so had taken a course in meditation, and I was practicing it, and I was sitting down, and I thought, okay, I'll try this out and see if I can clear my brain, because you know we have so much clutter and chatter that goes on in our brains all the time, and I was trying to just be quiet and clear my mind. And I started off with a gratitude, thanking for everything I could think of, thanking God, Creator, for my life, my opportunities, my situation, my new granddaughter, my new husband, everything that was happening for me in my life. And that's what happened. And during that meditation, I thought I'd come up with an idea of a gift to give my husband. As I was quieting my mind, I thought, okay, usually an idea will come. Well, it didn't come. And so I sat there for a few more minutes, and I was just about to get up. And when I was about to get up, I had this huge, loud, filled the room voice that seemed to bounce off the walls, very deep, masculine voice. And it said three words. It said, draw his angels. Just like that. Well, I'm alone. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going crazy. I'm hearing voices. It just filled the room. The story is in the book as well as on my website. But it just changed my life that day, because after I recovered and got over the shock of things, I wanted then to prove it to myself that I wasn't going crazy, that this had actually happened. And so I almost went into sort of a challenge position where, okay, if I'm to draw his angels, let it happen. And it did. And I went into all that disbelief again until I came to accept and recognize it and gained all the proof that I needed. And then again, I saw the angels in a vision, beautiful, beautiful energy. And that's all written in my book as well. Described. It's quite an amazing thing. And then now I feel them every single day. They're with me. I know they're here with me all the time.
So you have that tickle on your nose all the time?
Yeah, well, not every second of the day, but I would say an average about, some days more than others, but an average about 8 times a day.
Mm. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And it's when they want to alert you. Well, they want to alert me to listen to something, be it pay attention or look around me or really focus on the thought that you're having. It's a confirmation or a recognition that I'm giving myself something, a negative thought that's not enriching maybe, or something like that. They're lifting our awareness with this connection.
Yeah. Yeah. And is there any last thing that, you know, you want to say about the angels or your book or, you know, give to all the listeners?
Okay. Well, I would like to, I'd love to have everyone just read this book. It is just amazing. It was channeled in 33 days. It's all the angels writing. It's beautiful poems. It's there's a soul song, Saskia, that I should mention. They channeled this song. It's 9 verses, and it is the most beautiful thing. It's guidance for our total life. I just can't, and it's taking on a huge forward movement with that to the song. And when I heard it, when they were channeling it to me, I heard it sung, and it was sung to the tone of "You Are My Sunshine." And that song, I used to sing with my sisters when I was a little girl.
Oh.
We used to serenade that song, so it was so touching to me that that was what they chose. But this whole song is, it is a whole guidance for our life, the 9 verses.
Mm.
And it is a huge soul connection. It really allows you to recognize. In the book, the premise of the book, if to summarize it really, really quickly, is that we are not alone here. We have a team. Every single one of us have a team. And our team is our mind, our ego, which are twins, surprisingly, our soul, and our body. We have 4 aspects, energies of our team. And when we start recognizing those aspects, we are never, ever alone. Then we also have the angel energies around us, and the angels are the vibrations of God. They are God's hands, fingertips, whatever you want to say. They're here to embrace us, to guide us, to lead us, to help us see a bigger picture in life and more clarity, and help us recognize that we chose to come here to do something.
Mm.
Recognize what it was that we chose to come to do.
Well, that is so beautiful, and it just reminds me of this morning on my blog, and when you receive my 21-day secret soul map, you actually received this too. I want to quickly read this poem I posted on my blog, and it said, "Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today. I will not need your help, so have a good time. I love you." And I want to end with that.
You know,
you can get that on yoursoulguidance.com. You go to the blog. Gloria, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I know you inspired many. And we come to the end of the show. Guys, stay tuned. Next week, we have an interesting conversation again with an amazing guest. Have a great day and, you know, call upon your angels. This is Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 secret soul map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.